Why do you think it's so important to be kind then?
I think it makes other people feel good. It makes yourself feel good as well when you're doing it. And I think, you know, in times at the moment, they're a little bit turmoil and trouble. It's a lovely way of showing people that there's still good in the world.
How have people reacted, you know, when you've done these random acts of kindness? What kind of reaction do you get?
Well, I do quite a lot of them anonymously, so I don't always get a reaction back. But sometimes when I've given out flowers or given out chocolates, people are just so overwhelmed and are so pleased. And to see them walking away smiling and feeling happy, like you said, it's a warm, fuzzy feeling.
Have you ever had any bad reactions? Because I can imagine some people, I don't know, for whatever reason, they might not always take it so well.
Yeah, I've had, when I was giving out chocolate, some people look at you suspiciously, like you want something or like you're selling something, you know. So, but when you explain what you're doing, they completely change and accept it and, you know, smile and walk away. So, yeah, that's kind of really all the negative responses I've had, really.
All right. Now, I won't ask you to name all 10, but maybe pick out some of the examples on your kind list, if you would.
Okay, sure. Well, the first one I've got is give someone a compliment. So it's, you can tell someone how much you appreciate them or what a good friend they are. And just, you know, it's a really nice thing to do, isn't it? Just, it's something that we don't often do, but just out of the blue. It's a really nice surprise to people. So that's my first one. I really like this one as well. Give a friend or a loved one your full attention. So we can all be guilty of being easily distracted, especially with our phones. And so put your phone down and just listen. Really listen to somebody and give them your full attention. And that, again, makes them feel good and it makes you feel good as well. So it is a win-win, you know, when you're being kind. And also, hiding happy notes. This is one of my favourites. I tend to write a little positive message on a post-it, or I've got little kindness cards that I use and either put them inside like kids' lunch boxes or, you know, family coat pockets, or even I stick them up around Nottingham, you know, on mirrors and bathroom mirrors and lampposts and things, just so people can, who are really busy and feeling a little bit stressed maybe in their day, can just look up and go, oh, wow. That's really nice.
So, what kind of things have you written on a post-it then? Because next time I go to, I don't know, go to the bathroom in a bar or a restaurant or something, I'm going to look out for one of these. If I see one, what kind of message would you put on there?
Things like you are amazing. You've got a beautiful smile. I like that one in the mirror because obviously you're looking in the mirror, so you've got a beautiful smile. And just things like, you know, positive messages like don't worry, things will always be okay. So a little bit more like that as well. But, yeah, you can't go wrong with the you are amazing, can you?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But that's an interesting thing, though, isn't it? Because then you're putting that on a mirror anonymously. And what if the person looking at it isn't amazing? You don't know them, do you?
Yeah, but everybody's amazing.
In some way, shape or form.
Yeah.
So, somewhere, sorry, I was playing devil's advocate there. I wasn't being deliberately negative. I was just wondering out loud. OK, I'm going to take that.
Yeah.
Let's talk about something a little bit festive, because I know we've spoken in the past about your kindness advent calendars.
Yeah.
So you're doing one with a twist this year, aren't you?
I am. I've done the kind of normal, what I would call kindness advent calendar, which I did last year, and it got 500,000 downloads, which was amazing. This year, I've also created a kindness advent calendar for kids to follow. So it's full of things that kids can do in the classroom and also with their parents at weekends. And so there's lots of fun things, you know, parents and teachers can do them with children. So, yes, it's getting a lot of excitement already, which is really, really cool.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Nice talking with you again, Helen. You're a lovely person.
Thank you, Mark. Are you going to join in this year again?
With what, the advent calendar? Kindness calendar,
yeah.
You know me. I'm Mr. Kind. I'm Mr. Kind from Kindtown.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that.
Bless you. Thank you for coming on.
Yeah,
I've got that warm, fuzzy feeling already. It's Helen Green, kindness guru from Hucknall.